Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rene Lachman. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Cater moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry bunts towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to second. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to third. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hershberger moves to third. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scourin moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lachman hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood pinch hits for Catfish Hunter. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockwood moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lachman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harrelson. Cater moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lachman scoops up the ball and tags Robinson for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Skowron hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Stock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skowron for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lachman strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for West Stock. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reynolds moves to second. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.